Good morning all, it's Monday the 15th today, and I've just listened to, or I'm listening into, because I haven't finished yet, episode 9 of Parental Geekery by Floyd UK and R2UK, and I have some opinions that need to be aired, and I think I've got to talk for too long to be a short comment on their show itself. So it goes on the audio. They talked a little bit about, for want of a better phrase, genderification, particularly starting off with the idea that the boys at Catherine's party wouldn't want princess party bags. And moving on to pink and blue and whether that's a problem or not. And objectively, I can see where John is coming from when he says that the pink thing doesn't matter. In that it doesn't. But the problem is, from my point of view, the social norms underlying the fact that all the marketing companies choose pink, and the toys they make for girls, which are nominally the same as the boys' ones, are underpowered in comparison. So a classic example fairly recently that we came across was a telescope, where the blue telescope was something like an 18 magnification telescope and came with a book about the stars and whatnot, and the pink telescope was eight times magnification and didn't come with a book at all. And the clear implication from the marketing was that girls don't do astronomy. They don't deserve to have a telescope as good as the boys have a telescope. And the colour isn't the important thing. The point is that which one was marketed to girls, which one was marketed to boys. And it's a telescope. It could have been black and marketed to both girls and boys. But no, it wasn't. And that's the thing that I don't like. I also completely agree with John in terms of bristling when someone suggests that my children can't do something because of their gender. But the whole social norms thing is like trying to hold back a tidal wave. And it's easy when they're not at school. It gets much harder going forward. If you try to suggest my sons that they could be ballerinas as a career, they are not going to accept that. They're going to say, but that's a girl's thing. And we're going to disagree with them. But all the peer pressure they get from their teachers, from their friends, from the marketing they see in billboards and around the stores and shops, tells them that ballerinas are girls, ballerinas are not boys. And that upsets me in a lot of ways. And the other way around, how many TV shows are we going to see going forward when Catherine is 12, which show 12 to 15 year old girls climbing trees and running in mud and things like that? You're not going to see any. She's going to get a very strong social message that climbing trees and rolling in mud and I don't know, fixing motorbikes is not something that 15-year-old, 16-year-old girls do. And that's quite sad. Yeah, so having said all that, I highly recommend Parental Geekery. I think you should listen to that if you're even remotely interested in geeky subjects and being a parent. Because it's a really good show, and everyone should listen to it. And that's the advert over. In other news, I went to a conference last week. I'm going to a conference this week, so all is good.